Welcome to Face to Face. Today, it's accomplishments. A mother and daughter who've done well. Nelda Martinez, who served as mayor of Corpus Christi, and her mother, Maria Consuelo Martinez, who as a mom to several children, earned her degrees late in life and served as an inspiration to her family.
You were born in Jim Wells County. That's grew up in the city of Alice, Texas. Tell us a little bit about your experience growing up.
I'm privileged to have been born in the era that I was born. It was a family community, yet it already had its path of history as far as the way the city had been developed. Actually, it never made that much difference for me, I don't know, because my parents, they had all their family around that neighborhood living, and so I grew up among family and close to the church we belonged in. And so it was an everyday way of living that taught me just how to be totally universal. I don't know why.
You know, we live in as children, and until we evolve and start to mature, understand, you know, especially in the 30s, you know, the discrimination, and knowing that, you know, you and Dad went through all that. Dad was also involved in civil rights movements.
As I grew up, my goal was I need to work hard to be able to get a scholarship so I can continue education. Everybody would talk about going on to college, and so I was keeping up with my grades. So when I graduated, I earned 4-year college in North Texas.
And a scholarship.
A scholarship, yes, 4 years. Mm-hmm. And they came to my parents, and my father, the counselor came, the school counselor, and the principal. And my father said, no, she cannot go. She cannot leave the house. She's too young, and she'll be exposed to, she would not have nobody protecting her. And so she doesn't understand the world the way it is. And so I can't send her over there to Denton. And I was so broken up, but I was not let to use my scholarship. And of course, then I ended up marrying at 18. And then I was making sure that all my kids are going to graduate from college. All my kids are going to be educated. That was the utmost goal that kept me going.
And so when you went back to school, it was hard. All of us helped. And I remember it was hard for you to just to turn off the mommy switch. You can't just do that. But you were working all the time. You were studying all the time. Daddy was very supportive. I'll never forget him.
Time.
We went through a lot of fast food back then. But
oh, yeah.
If there's anything, a prayer that you would have for your children in the future as a legacy, what would your prayer be for your children?
All of them. I want them to be agents of change, wherever it is they're planted, wherever it is they're going to live their lives, to make a difference so that it can improve. Wherever it is that they're put, that they have to carry their life, they make a difference. They are the agents of change, and our world would be so different and so loving and so successful if we all would knew how to take care of each other.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
The uniqueness and bonding of two people and several others who have strived to accomplish varying levels of success and sharing it with the world. Face to Face.